Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixon No Cogules Show. My name is Nixon No Cogules, the namesake for this here podcast. This time around, I decided to do something odd for the series. This oddity has to do with a theater setup, whether indoor or outdoor. Drive-in theaters, which were outdoor, used to be a thing back in the day, still are in some cases. If you're too young to remember one of these, there are some operating even today. If the weather was nice and fine, movies were played at this outdoor-type theater, a drive-in, as it's shortened. On top of that, you could watch movies from the comfort of your car, either through the car radio, tuned to a specific radio station, or the little in-car speakers that are on the post of your spot. Now, why do I mention theaters in this episode? Let me regale you something that happened on June 1st of 2014, if I remember that right. Now, why do I mention this date in particular? This was the date that Monsters University and The Lone Ranger 2013 version were shown at the 99W Drive-In Theater in Newburgh, Oregon. I remember this theater being named the Highway 99 Drive-In Theater at the time. I think they changed the name of it since I had gone there. It's the only drive-in theater I have ever attended. I didn't go on a Saturday, but on that Sunday, hence the date that I mentioned. I had a wonderful time attending, despite some setbacks for the trip at the time. Now, it'd be super simple to do something like this at your own home, without having to use your car. Simply get a projector of some sort, use something like Jellyfin or Kodi, both of which are Plex alternatives, get a device capable of running either or, and then watch outside when it isn't raining out. Now, this is something that will sound silly, but what about a drive-in esports arena? Well, for that, you'd have a projector, and some available space you can either own or rent for an event to be hosted. You'd have a game available from your collection, like Smash Bros. Melee for the GameCube, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike on an arcade cabinet, MAME nowadays, or a legit cabinet. Maybe you have King of Fighters 2002 Unlimited Match for the PC. I'd recommend the GOG version for DRM-free shenanigans. Or even Guilty Gear XX Action Core R Plus for PC. It's only available on Steam, though, sadly. Now, those are fighting games, but some other esport could work if done right with this particular deal. Heck, I could even probably run a classic Tetris DAS event if I wanted to, if I found a good spot to do it, and had some legit NESs, even had Tetris Gym running on each of them. Tetris Gym is the only acceptable mod to classic Tetris in the CTWC. Just the controller would be required for the player to bring, which I'd be fine with, personally speaking. It'd be real funny if I were to actually use a drive-in theater that was willing to let me run an esports event. Though, I don't know how that could work so well. Probably wouldn't unless the projector had support for AV cables or HDMI. Who knows? Now, the projector. You'd probably want a very nice quality one that isn't stupidly priced to the moon. Most of the more expensive ones have a good throw ratio. A throw ratio is essentially a concept where, depending on the lens design, has an ideal distance for the projector to be nice and clear for everyone to see. Now, if you wanted something that wasn't requiring a long distance, or a long throw as it's called, then you want either a short throw or an ultra short throw projector. Short throw is roughly 1 to 2 meters away from where you're projecting, whereas an ultra short throw essentially means the projector is right up on the wall or screen you're projecting from, maybe centimeters away. It's insane the type of specs a projector can have nowadays. I found one specific post on Reddit using Redlib, the NVIDIAs for Reddit, where there's one individual having been looking for a $600 to $700 projector, 2023 prices, that was 5,000 lumens or above. From my research, Panasonic, Epson, and BenQ seem to be recommended for a lot of projectors. Granted, I've seen a lot of Epson projectors in my school years. However, if one decided to get one, those are apparently the brands recommended by most. I'd probably find one that's used, but in good condition, and doesn't cost too much. Maybe under $600 today might be a good option, and going from there until you find something that fits your needs. There's a lot of research required, including distance from the wall or the screen, how easy it is to square up a projection surface, resolution. I'd recommend at least 720p. Dark levels, runtime, and heat levels. Also, bulb replacement, if necessary, and the cost of it. I'll want to research that, and see if there's a projector I'd want. Oh, and for you gamers out there, there's actually a concept of what's called a gaming projector. I'm not kidding, look it up. Basically, this is designed with under 40 milliseconds of lag, along with other factors. However, in my case, there are some things I'd need to have on hand in order to do this properly. Now, I could get more into this, but I can only dream of pulling something like this off in the future. I'll end this episode here so I don't go down this rabbit hole too much. That said, each episode releases every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to this podcast on YouTube and any other Podcast 2.0 compatible player like Wavelake, my host, Fountain, Podverse, AntennaPod, and the like. If your podcast player doesn't support the 2.0 RSS standard, just copy and paste the RSS feed located in the YouTube description of my videos over on at Nixendoig. The first N is capitalized. And enjoy this podcast on your 1.0 player. That said, I am out of time for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.